Free Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuel, so on fro, was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Lagos, you're still listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the realest business show on the radio. We talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. How do businesses recover debt? Let's talk about debt. Let's talk about debt, baby. Let's talk about SMEs. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about debt. Okay. Last week, we started a conversation about debt collection, and I told you about the microfinance bank employees who allegedly killed a woman by mistake while trying to recover a loan. When the analysts talk about credit in business, they are often talking about businesses taking loans from banks. But there is also consumer credit. Lots of businesses let their customers receive goods and services on credit. And then there's a problem with repayment. Today's business hard fact is from Africana Entrepreneur. And according to a survey by Africana Entrepreneur, 40% of SME customers asked to receive goods or services on credit. 40%! And a lot of the time, SMEs feel like they cannot say no because they need to preserve the relationship. And then, after credit, now repayment be the problem. So today, I'm talking to those of you who own or run or work in a business or in businesses where credit is simply a part of doing business. Your customers frequently buy from you on credit and pay later. Maybe you are a supplier to businesses and you invoice them and you get paid at the end of the month. Or maybe you are in the hospitality business and your customers want the courtesy of a line of credit. But for whatever reasons in your business, you end up having to serve people or businesses on credit with their promise to pay later. How do you make sure they keep that promise? How do you secure repayment? I know that this used to be a big problem for nightclubs and lounges and bars. People love to drink on gbese. They love to pop champagne on gbese. And it's often your biggest customers that are popping this thing on gbese. Is that still happening? I know that it used to be a problem, but is it still a problem? Is that still happening, or has the rise of the POS removed all excuses? Now, of course, I remember that there was a time that the owner of Quilox was threatening to call out a bunch of people on social media because people will come to his club and drink and be owing him plenty, plenty money. And there were POSs at that time. So is it still a problem for people who are in the bar, lounge, nightclub businesses, or is it better now? But that's for those. Apart from hospitality and entertainment, it happens in other sectors as well. Construction, for example. In fact, most businesses with heavy procurement deals, especially the ones with LPOs, problem. And then even the street corner shop. You have Mama Anthony, who lives next door. She needs to buy provisions. She says, oh, don't worry, I'll pay you next week. I'll pay you end of next week. And end of next week, you're chasing Mama Anthony up and down. I beg, give me my money. It's all the same principle. Customers buying on credit. As an MC, so what my side gig is host MC. And early in the day when I started out in my career, I would have customers who would tell me, oh, just come and do it. We'll pay you at the end of the event. And they will not pay me at the end of the event. I will be chasing this money down for weeks, for months. There's a lot of people I've even left money for because I know Sabi follow person. They run around. They ask for my money. So it taught me a lesson. Before I start, I will give you invoice. Before I pick up mic to host your event, I have my full money in my account. If you will not agree, I'm not hosting your event. And it saved me. That was my own trick. That was my own tip. I've lost a number of gigs because of that, but I've also built a reputation for myself as if you pay for her service, she'll show up. She'll show up very early. She'll give you a great time, you know? So that's my trick, you know? What I want to know is what line of business you are in. How often do your customers ask for credit? What percentage of your customers ask for credit? What percentage of the time do they ask for that credit? What amounts are we talking about here? As in, what level of credit are they asking for here? What duration are they asking for with that credit? How long do they want to owe you that money for or those goods for? How easy or difficult is it to get your money out? What percentage of your customers willingly come and repay you on the agreed date or before the agreed date? How many do you have to call? Do you have to start calling and asking, guy, how far? Madam, how far? Where my money now? How many of them do you have to hook? What percentage becomes bad debt? You just sign it away and say, and just tell yourself, I know we'll get this money back. It's okay, let me just leave it. And very importantly, what tactics do you use to try and get your money back? How often does it simply not work and you end up just writing it off? I love this conversation because it cuts across like several businesses. So call me from Balogun Street. Call me from Broad Street. Let's talk about this. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. What line of business are you in? How often do your customers ask for credit? What percentage of your customers need that credit? What percentage of the time do they ask you for credit? What amounts are we talking about? And for what duration? How long do they want to owe you for? How easy or difficult is it to get your money out? What percentage of them willingly come and repay you before the agreed date? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. 99.3.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Talk to me, sir.
Yes, my name is, let me change my name. My name is Michael. That's not my real name.
All right, Michael. Welcome. Talk to me.
Yes. I'm a reason because of, I'm a medical rep.
Okay.
Yes, actually, where I was working, where I'm still working, the company started 5 years ago. And the truth is, being a new, a company, being new in the market, knowing fully well that your customers, the doctors or those who buy your products, don't have an idea or don't know how effective your commodity is or your product is. They want to first of all start by buying on credit first.
Okay.
Now when they buy on credit, they will ask for a duration of 2 months.
Okay.
Now the process of being that giving you a process of 2 months is to see how they can, you know, get the customer feedback from their patients to be certain that the product is okay.
Okay.
So when it gets to that 2 months, when they pay, knowing for that your product is good and probably is cheap because it's still new in the market, right, they will not demand for a higher what was it called? A higher supply.
Okay.
Now that is where the problem is.
Okay.
You as a marketer, you want to sell because the job of a marketer is sales. You need to try to project your product out there in the market, higher sales because they're always on commission.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why you are selling? You are selling because you need to push the drugs out there.
Mm-hmm.
They are also willing to collect. Many feel like they're going to buy it on credit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is one thing to sell. Then again, there's another thing to now retrieve the money from these people.
Mm.
I've been working now for almost 5 years or six.
Okay.
I have so many ones who have already write up as bad debt.
Okay.
Now, the tactics in which I use in collecting my recent money now is, after when I've discovered the markets, I've project our the company out there. So what I do is, before I'm going to make a supply for you, a fresh one, you need to clear the old debt.
Okay.
And once you are clearing the old debt, you are paying 50% of the new one you are buying.
Mm-hmm.
So after when I did this for 3 years and it was working, mm-hmm. and I realized that despite that, some people still feel, because of the relationship we've already built, they still deserve to collect on credit.
Mm-hmm.
So now that the product is already out there, the demand is high.
Mm-hmm.
What we do now is sales on, payment on delivery.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So because their patients or their customers need that particular product very well, they have no choice rather than to buy, which is sales on delivery. Payment on delivery.
Right.
So, but there are some specific customers, because of the nature of the amount they buy and how good in terms of payment,
yes.
We always give room for them for like a month or more.
Okay.
But then again, when you give them, the problem of collecting it again is another thing entirely. So
even
I have devised the means of...
Even with customers that you already have a relationship with and they buy in bulk, there's still issue with collection.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I still have over 500,000, a particular one person for more than 2 years now.
Wow.
And he still buys. That's even the funniest part.
And you're still selling?
Now, what he buys now is it pays immediately, which is the current one.
Okay.
With the hope of begging.
Mm-hmm.
From 700, it has brought it down to 500 in the space of 2 years. I don't know how long I can continue, but that is just the business.
Oh, more grease to your elbow. And
credit,
thank you.
Selling on credit can be very, very devastating for any business.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It can be. Thank you so much, Anonymous, for calling and sharing what happens with your industry as well. 0700-993-993-993. We've got Adekunle Gbenga, who is in Lekki. Adekunle Gbenga says, I sell footwares and I sell to some of my colleagues at work, and I get paid in months without any interest, but some give excuses at the end of the month. Even some have left the work and I could not get my money. Ooh, Adekunle Gbenga. Have you tried any tactics? Have you tried any strategies for collecting your money back from some of those colleagues that you sell to on credit? If you just tuned in and you're wondering what we're talking about on today's Balogun and Broad, how do small businesses get their money back when they sell on credit? 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Okay, this is Dr. Smile. I'm calling from Shangotedo.
Welcome, Dr. Smile. Talk to me.
Okay, yeah. You know, as I was listening to your program, I just picked up my phone and called somebody that's been owing me and I'm going to respond. Normally I do currency exchange, if you need Naira in Nigeria, you create my account in US. So we've been doing business for long, and we've been doing business. As a matter of fact, I import cars to Nigeria, and most of the money I use importing cars are from him.
Okay.
So you can imagine how good a customer he is, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So recent, the last transaction we did, he's not even responding, and because I'm calling him on WhatsApp, he's not responding. I just called him on normal call, like international call right now, he's not picking. So I'm also confused, I don't know what's going on, man. And for my, we stayed together in Philadelphia, so I inquired for one of my guys in Philadelphia, and he was like, he's okay, they see him, he goes to work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was okay, fine, $2,000, we've done hundreds of thousands of dollars, and $2,000 can keep make him want to dodge me.
So the outstanding money right now is $2,000?
Yeah, just $2,000. And we've done so much for me to see $2,000 nothing compared to what we've done, So...
So are you going to use the money? Are you going to send him a message and say, guy, don't worry, this money that you're dodging is not really that important?
The thing is, I do go often, so I'm hoping it's fine. I'm hoping all is well.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully by summer, I'll be back in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully, I don't know what to expect, to be honest with you, because he's bigger than this, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just use this as a specific, There have been so many money I've written off, so much, so many, I've forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many, in fact, I'll be the one I'll reach out to the person. I'll say, how far? I better leave that thing, you know. And I'm talking about their money. I remember when I was in university, I paid school fees for a lot of people, you know, that would approach me. Oh, my father is expecting the check to clear. The check will clear next week. I'll refund your money. You know, all those kind of stories. I paid a lot of school fees every day. But I let all of them go because I'm this kind of person that I don't, you know, I just want my peace. My peace is more important, no? I let go a lot of things. My wife would be like, why do you waste money like this? Why do you let go? I said, yeah, because I want to have my peace of mind.
Right.
Because I have to work people that keep you because they don't want to pay back the money, and I don't want to be part of such a story. You know,
right.
That's my story.
Right. Okay, Dr. Smile, thank you so much for calling to share. Dan Baba is here. Hi, Dan Baba.
Hi, Dan Sanjay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What line of business are you in?
I've checked out credit before, but not all the amounts, like the person pay and remain like, I think, 500K.
You sell cows?
Car.
Vehicles. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then he bought Corolla from me, and I did not tell anybody because if I have told my friend, my close friend there that we're doing the business with, I know he will not agree. And the guy paid all the way from Abuja. You know why I give that guy?
What?
The guy saw the car on, I don't want to mention online.
Okay.
And he tried without knowing me, he sent me 500,000.
Okay.
And he came to Lagos. And he said, I have not seen a person like me before. So his brother promised to add money for him to pay me, and he could not. I found out that, this guy, sometimes he said that when he's in Lagos, he find out that from true caller, he find out that I called a radio station. He now saw my name from, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. And it appreciated, like, went back to Abuja and sent the money back. Unfortunately, I lost that guy contact because he happened to become friend. I think another guy, like 300K, from Abuja back, he came back to pay again. The guy is in Italy now. And Sandra, can I tell you something?
What?
Do you know why sometimes when people collect something on credit that they don't pay back?
Why?
Sometimes the people that come to your office, go and check. If what you purchase from market, like maybe 5K, they will sell it for you double because you are buying on credit. So the people will find it difficult. And you know when you collect something on, they say they switch. Maybe they will advise you, carry this one now, carry the other one now. That is why I don't do that. After a month end, you go just pay, like say, now that one be your responsibility when month end. By the time month end, you do other expenses, it will be difficult for you to meet up. I think people that say something like that, you try to consider people as well. When you want top gain, chop small now. Not before you go to use and they see people because they won't collect on Gbese.
But thanks for calling. I've never collected on Gbese, so I honestly don't know. I don't understand the psychology of Gbese. But yeah, Lagos, I'm asking today what line of business you are in. What business do you do? How often do your customers ask for credit? What percentage of your customers ask for credit? How often do they ask for credit? What amounts of money are we talking about here? So we've had somebody who has said 500K. We've had someone who said $2,000. We've had someone who has said, Dan Baba didn't quite talk about money. Oh, I think he also said 500,000 as well. So what amounts are we talking about and for how long? So when they come and buy something from you, they're like, okay, I'll go owe you until when? When are they looking at paying back for the thing that they're buying on credit? And then when they say, I'll pay back at so and so time, are you able to get your money out on time? How easy is it to get your money out? How difficult is it to get your money out? What percentage of those customers are willing to repay you before the agreed date, you know, or on the agreed date? How many do you have to start calling and asking? How many do you have to hook to give you your money for the product or the service that you have rendered to them? What percentage becomes bad debt? Do you have tactics that you have to employ or deploy or strategies you have to use to be able to try and get your money back. So my friend who's a medical salesman says that, you know, in the beginning you have a new product, you're trying to introduce the new product to the market, but as soon as that product is now well known in the market, it's pay on delivery, you know. But of course there are a few relationships you have, a few customers you have that will still want to collect the thing on Gbese, and then even they, when they collect it on Gbese, they still give you a headache about collecting the money back. So when it's a customer you have a relationship with, how do you get the money back from the customer while preserving that relationship? I'm thinking about people who sell drinks, you know, who supply drinks to maybe restaurants or bars or hotels or clubs. You know, I know that back in the day there used to be a lot of credit in that line of work. I don't know if it still exists. That's for the suppliers now. But I know that for even people who have bars and who have lounges and who have clubs, there are big girls and big boys who come and pop stuff in your establishment, and a lot of the time they're popping these things on credit. Are they still popping on credit, or are you doing a more pay as you go, pay on delivery? You know, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Fred. I'm calling from Akwado Jai.
Talk to me.
You are talking about credit.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, if I tell you, businessmen, they are seeing a hair in terms of credit. My own experience, I have a customer, a very good customer that work with MMPC.
Okay.
First of all, I deal with electronics.
Okay. What kind of electronics?
Brand new electronics.
Okay.
So I have this customer that work with MMPC.
Mm-hmm.
He do buy electronics. That's his girlfriend. That's friend. And he do pay. Sometimes he buy electronics worth 2 million, 3 million. He say, just send me the bill. He will pay, you know, carry on that one. But things start going bad for this man, you know. And I have 1.7 million, I think 1.7 with him.
Okay.
At the end of the day, he lost his job.
Oh.
I have to collect my money back. I don't have that mind. He keep on promising me things will get better. This man died. Oh. Sandra, I did not collect my money.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
1.7 million.
Oh, no.
I did not collect dime. Oh. I was even feeling for the family. My wife came to me. I bought rice, gave them. So I said, your husband is a good man. He's my good customer.
Mm.
Up to date. Nothing.
Guy.
Yes. To be honest with you. Yes. And you see, this said debtors, sometimes some of them, they're not willing to pay. Some of them are not willing to pay.
So what do you do? How do you get your money out?
That is the problem. If we say good customer that will be buying from you, patronizing you, mm-hmm. you know, but when they ask for this credit, if you don't have the money to say no,
mm-hmm. because they're good.
You give them again before you know it again, they disappear.
When
I even have the one that have recently a friend introduced me that have this fast food.
Mm.
They want to open another fast food. Mm. I supplied him out of 1.7 million. This man paid me 400,000. Okay, what is going on? You are selling. Pay me my money. They keep on promising me. So what I did again? One of the children I bought from, he says he's having problems. I said, bring it. He brought it down. I said, sir, before you pay me, before I release this, you need to pay me.
Did he pay?
The man did not collect that slap today.
Ah!
I'm telling the gospel truth. My money, 470,000, is still with him today.
Ah!
You are shouting. So we businessmen, we are seeing her.
No be small thing, my brother. Thank you so much for calling and for sharing. I appreciate it. I have to take a break. When I come back from this break, I want to hear more of your stories. So again, what line of business are you in? How often do your customers ask for your services or your product on credit? Do they pay back after collecting the credit? Have you had to leave some money with certain customers as a result? What are some of your strategies for making sure that your money comes out when you do sell on credit? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
to you.
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I'll spend on fuel, so on fro, was 4,000.
On Balogun Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and on today's Balogun and Broad, how do businesses recover debt? I'm talking about small businesses now, businesses that, as in consumer businesses especially, but any business really. How do you recover debt? Lots of businesses allow their customers to receive their goods or their services on credit. But the problem is now how to collect that money back. And before the break, I told you about a survey by Africana Entrepreneur, and they say that 40% of SME customers asked to receive goods on credit, goods or services on credit. 40% is a lot. And a lot of the time, like a number of the callers before the break said, you feel like you can't say no as a small business. So say you have a kiosk where you're selling noodles and hot chocolate and milk and seasoning cubes, you know, small items, right? And that your small kiosk is servicing a particular street or a particular neighborhood. Sometimes you feel like because you have to be like a good businesswoman or a good businessman, you simply cannot say no when they want to come and buy stuff on credit from your hand. Maybe you're selling Mama Put. Maybe you're selling beer. Maybe you're selling electronics. Maybe you're selling cars. Maybe you're selling drugs. Legal drugs now, not illegal drugs. Maybe you're selling cement. Maybe you're selling rods for building materials. Maybe you're selling glasses or shoes or clothes on the internet. You know, any business whatsoever, a lot of SME owners will tell you that they feel like they cannot say no because they are trying to preserve the relationship. Now, of course, for a lot of SME owners, they're not trying to preserve the relationship when it's a new customer, you know, but when it's a customer that they've had for a long time. And that's what a number of the people who have called in before the break have said, that for them, it's usually a customer that they've had for a long time who is typically well-behaved, who will now come and collect one a service or one product on credit and not pay back on time. Now, because that person is a good customer, you're trying to preserve the relationship with them, you also don't know how you're going to be able to say no to them. And then after they collect that product or that service on credit, repayment becomes a problem. So that's what we're talking about today. Very simple conversation. You know, you're just sharing your own experience. So what business do you own? Do you run? Do you work in? Do you work for? Where credit is a part of doing that business? Your customers are frequently buying from you on credit and paying you later. Typically, this is common with suppliers. You know, if you are a supplier to a business, or you invoice them and you get paid at the end of the month, or maybe you are in the hospitality business and your customers want the courtesy of a line of credit. But for whatever reasons, in your own business, you end up having to serve people, or you have to serve businesses on credit, and they promise you, oh, don't worry, I'll pay you later. I have a family friend who supplies diesel, and this family friend, the number of companies owing him, he's in River State, the number of companies owing him in River State that he will have to, and funny enough, he gets loans from the bank to finance his LPO. He uses that LPO that they finance to buy diesel that he will supply these companies with, and these companies will not pay him his money when the agreed time to pay him his money has reached. Either they will say, oh, that the diesel tanker he brought was not the agreed number of liters, or they'll say, oh, that the quality of the diesel is not good. They'll just find some reason, for why they won't pay the money as agreed. So how do you make sure that a business you supply, or a customer who comes to your business, your small business, and gets credit, how do you make sure that the customer, the consumer, keeps their promise to repay? How do you secure repayment? What are your tactics? What are your strategies? And I gave the example of nightclubs back in the day. It used to be a huge problem for nightclubs back in the day. People will come and drink on credit and go home, and you have to be chasing them all over to pay you back. But I wonder if that's still a problem today, considering the number of POSs available on the market now. Is it still happening? And then I also gave you example of people in construction. Because there are also people who have to come with an LPO. Their LPOs have to be financed, right? So you have people like that. But also, it's all businesses, really. Like, once it's an MSME, there's a potential that there's some customer somewhere asking you for a service or a product on credit. Do you give it? How often do they ask for it? How often, what percentage of your customers ask for credit? What percentage of the time are they asking for credit? What amounts of money are we talking about? What duration do they need that credit for? How long do they want to owe you that money for? How easy is it to get the money back, or how difficult is it to get the money back? What percentage of the customers who collect the thing on credit repay you before the day they say they will repay you, or repay you on the day they say that they will repay you? How many of them do you have to start calling on the phone? How many of them do you have to hook first before the money will come out? How often does the strategy you have for getting your money back simply not work? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hi, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Yes, what's your name? Hi.
Yeah, my name is Damilare, calling from the code.
Damilare, what line of business are you in?
Yeah, I'm into traveling and tour.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, this business really locates me to a lot of things.
Okay.
Like, we have so many celebs that will come to you, say you don't want to book flight, beg you that in the next 1 month they will pay you, and before you know it, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, you are chasing them for the flight ticket that they've used already.
Wow.
Yeah. And there is this somebody also that came to Nigeria during the COVID era.
Okay.
So unfortunately for him, the lockdown made him here in Nigeria.
Right.
So, after the lockdown, there was nothing with him to go back.
Okay.
And he came to me begging like that. Okay, no problem. I booked him a ticket.
Okay.
And he left January 2021.
Okay.
Till last week. This is about over 2 years. Till last week. Yeah. I'm still changing him on WhatsApp group. Till last week, I'm still chasing him on WhatsApp group. So, you know, it's just like that. It's just like that. A lot of things.
So
there was a time in our office we were doing pay small, you know.
Okay,
just pay bit by bit, and maybe a month after, after you are back from the trip, you will pay. Later on, we have to stop it. You have to stop it.
Because people simply were not paying.
They are not paying.
So how do you get money from those who are owing you? This person now that is still owing you till last week has been owing you for 2 years now. Do you think you're going to get the money back? Do you have a strategy for how you will get the money back? What's the plan?
The mistake I personally, because I was on the hand of that ticket.
Okay.
The mistake I do about that ticket is because I allow emotions to override my thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was nothing because the person came to me through a very close somebody to me.
Okay.
So, and there was nothing. I didn't collect anything.
Okay.
No collateral, no anything.
Oh.
That one is a different case. Most of the celeb now, some of them now, we are asking our lawyer to send them letters.
Okay. Is it
for them to pay back?
Is it working?
It's working. Some of them is working.
Okay.
Some just ghost away.
Can you tell me a few of the celebs?
When you are doing MVCA or what do you call it?
Yeah,
when I see that gowns, I laugh.
So this one is only
when I see their gowns, I laugh. So That's just it. Just it. My and goodness. There is this one, ex-footballer.
Okay.
Ex-footballer.
Okay.
He's going back to a club in Italy.
Okay.
And he called, you know, begged. Said, okay, I'll be paying you guys back in the next 1 month.
Okay.
Believe you me. Not up to 1 month. The guy paid. He even gave us 100K extra that, no, you guys are the best. No, I could not believe you guys would do something like that for me.
So,
you know, it's just like that. I don't know why some people are just so adamant. One of the mistakes that some of the celebs are making is, for crying out loud, book an economic flight.
No, now.
Book an economic flight.
How would they start on Instagram? How would they start on Instagram?
600. They will say no. They will not book the first class 2.5 million. 3 million. At the end of the day, nothing. It is well,
my brother. Well. Thank you very much for calling. I've got messages on WhatsApp. Let me take a look at some of them. This one says, Sandra, do you know Gbese can cancel Gbese? If you supply a food seller drinks on credit, the day you are hungry, just carry yourself, enter the restaurant and chop well. Tell the owner, cancel and for your credit. Anybody that has debtors that are in hospitality and they're owing big Gbese, tell the person that you are converting it to services rendered. If you supply hotel, they owe you, choose a good day to lounge there. Tell the debtor to collect his money from the credit you gave. By the time you knock him once and twice, he will behave. Fred, with that message there, all right, Fred, thank you very much for your message. Charles Chidozie says, Charles says, I do my business in Alaba International. I once supplied goods to a customer who eventually paid after over 6 months after I sent him the goods. He started speaking French. At some point, he stopped picking my calls, so I devised another means. I would often bombard him with messages on WhatsApp and SMS as early as 5 a.m., pricking his conscience, reminding him of how unfair what he was doing was and how I also need funds to run my business too. After eventually he paid in bits and pieces, I no longer send goods to him to him except after I see his transfer. Sandra, I hate credit business. Nigerians are not good at paying debts. They make it feel as if you are begging them for food. Meanwhile, you're simply asking for payment for goods and services that you graciously provided. Charles Chidozie, thank you very much for your message. Let's see. Do I have some time to take another call? I think I can afford to take one final call. 99.3. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
What's your name? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. What's your name, sir?
My name is Adewale.
Adewale, what line of business are you in?
I'm in finance.
You are in?
Finance.
Adewale, can you hear me? Oh, it doesn't look like Adewale can hear me. All right. On WhatsApp, Princess from Lekki says, as a widow, single mother of four, three were still young and in school, I did everything legal to augment my meager government salary and raise my children. Because of my principle, it was my office job first before the business. So I didn't have time to pursue my debtors vigorously. I sold baby clothes, wholesale drinks, plastics, eggs, etc. I even supplied fresh to some hotels and restaurants, but it was mostly credit all the way. Most of them hardly paid me. This was how I closed one business after the other. I had to give up to face my office job alone. It was very difficult to raise my children, but thank God I did it. When I retired, I registered a creche and nursery school. I had to close up because after the first fees, they started begging and owing, or they'll go to another school. So I'll allow until they never paid again and left. Some will bring 3 to 4 children, and I needed to pay staff. In the end, I had to close the school temporarily and relocated the few children who were paying regularly to another decent nearby school. I'm still looking for what to do, my dear Sandra, because I need to survive. princess, my sister. Well done to you. More grease to your elbow. And Nigerians are big. Maybe they try to pay our we say now. So you see, it's a general problem. You know, last week, Wednesday, I talked about people who were owing banks. Now I'm talking about people who are owing small businesses, you know. So last week, I was talking about businesses that were owing banks. Today, I'm talking about people who are owing businesses. People that the businesses sell on credit. The same thing, if you bring it back to interpersonal relationships, you see people who are owing their friends. You see people who are owing lenders who are lending them these lending apps or creditors, you know. It's almost as if we don't have a repayment culture as a people. Maybe that's where this conversation needs to go next. But we need to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll bring you the news at 6. After the news at 6, let's talk about exports. If you want to get into the exports business, I have an expert joining me at 6:15 to talk to you about how you can take advantage of exports.